you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today, we're going to go over, some great Lego sets to buy. These are fantastic sets to buy. They seem to do very well. They always seem to perform very good when you look at the historical data. Does this mean that they're always going to be something good to go for? We're going to examine that in the show today, and we're going to give you all the data and necessary information that you need to make your Lego investing need. Also, if you're listening to us on our podcast, please leave a positive review for us on whatever channel that you're listening to us on. We really would appreciate any feedback, as honest as you can, to let us know. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. So guys, if you have been watching my channel for a little while, I really focus on giving you the right amount of data that you need to make a decision. This is all the data points that I use when I make any of my Lego investing decisions. And I thought it would be really helpful that you actually have the same information, the same data. I want to teach you how to fish. Not really. I'm not going to give you the fish. I mean, although we'll give you some, if you stick around to the end, you'll see a few ones that I definitely recommend. But I want you to get an idea of what data points are really good for doing any kind of investing, and whether you're doing Lego investing but really we focus on Lego investing, and these are some of the things that you can look at each time. So this one I really wanted to go over is the Lego dinosaurs. Now Lego dinosaurs is one of those really very popular type of things that people are always looking for. They're very interested. There's lots of movies out there. There's Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, that whole entire series as well. But also you got kids that are just playing with dinosaurs and they love, Legos. So why not have some Lego dinosaurs? Everybody is, one of the things that you have to understand is, now we might be more, as a Lego person, you might be more in tune to like what the sets are and all those things. But people are buying these for gifts as, for other people. They're going on to Walmart, Amazon, all those different stores. And they don't know any of the set numbers that like we do. They are just typing in there. They're typing in the computer Lego dinosaurs or Lego Jurassic Park or Lego Jurassic World, and they're seeing whatever comes up first, and lo and behold, there it is right there. And that's what they usually buy. And sometimes they'll search around for it, but it's really a popular search. And I'm going to go right into the data so that just so you can actually see all of what I'm looking at. As I was saying, one of the most popular dinosaur movies out there is Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, that whole entire mega load of those movies that they produced over the years since 1993. Now, the last one was, I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen the last one. I think it was 2019. I'm not sure if that's Jurassic World. I'm sure somebody can in the comments below let me know. But yeah, I just typed in Jurassic World movies and this is what they came up with. And there's another one coming out in 2022. So those are some of the sets that are going to be coming out eventually. Probably the end of, probably the beginning of 2022, I would imagine, is when they would come out. But I'm sure somebody who's a little bit more versed in the future sets will let me know in the comments below. But I mean, as you can see, they've been coming out with Jurassic Park movies for quite some time with Legos. This set right here, I don't know if you guys know, Google Trends is actually a site that measures all the Google searches that are coming in from the internet. So they track all that over time. Now, I went back to all of 2004. I know the Lego didn't come out. I don't think they had ones out in 2004, but I'm not sure exactly. I don't remember. But I just put it all the way back just so you can see the trend. So this is how often people are searching things. So if you look in this little niche right here, this is when the popularity really soared. And if you looked, it coincides with the Jurassic World movie. And that's when a lot of the big, huge Lego sets were really popular back then. But as you notice, the trend is going up slightly. It is becoming more and more popular. So this is not going to go away. There's going to be Lego dinosaur sets coming out all the time. So this is one of the ones that I would definitely keep an eye on as far as trends coming down the road. You guys don't also know, I'm a big SEO person. I do this for a lot of different things, but one of the tools that I use, it measures also searches and keyword data. So I just typed in Lego dinosaur, and this is really the global volume of searches monthly is almost 6,500. So 6,500 people around the world are searching Lego dinosaur every single month. And this is obviously averages over the time, but that's astounding. That's a really good number to have for just Lego dinosaur and the volume of searches out there. So as you guys can imagine, that it is something that is a really big trend. It's something that a lot of people are searching for. So this is why they really probably make a good investment for your portfolio and your Lego investment. So that's what I wanted you guys to understand that. Now, obviously, this is past information. So as you guys know, with any type of investing, past performance doesn't always predict the future performance. So I'm just going to give you that little disclaimer right there. But really, that's something that it's still, you want to look at these trends to help you make a decision over something else that you might be parking your money into. Because all these sets, you know, you may have to hold on to them for a few years. This is not stuff that I would really try to sell right away when you get it. And maybe if you get it at a really discounted price, then you can sell it for a little bit. But all of our stuff, all of the strategy that I use is always going to be a long-term hold. All right, so let's look at our first set here. This is really we're going to go into our sheets right here. All right, so if you guys have never seen any of the things that I do, so this is a sheet. This is, if you want to have the sheet, by the way, you can grab this at BrickFlips/ROI. Again, that's BrickFlips.com/ROI. But this is just a sheet that I use to calculate the profit. This is really something that you have to do. I mean, this is very basic stuff when you're looking at any type of investments. You have to know your in and out costs, everything else that people don't talk about. These are the real numbers. You have to factor in, if you're selling this on other things, other marketplaces, what their costs are. So I try to give you guys some approximate numbers here based off of that. So the first set that we're going to look at is the T-Rex Breakout, and that is this guy right here. So if you haven't seen this one fairly recently retired. If you're watching this in 2021, this retired in February 2022. So the release was out in April of 2018. The approximate buy cost, the retail cost of this was about $50. I was getting this around 28, actually less than that at some point. I think in Walmart, maybe had it even like, I don't know, maybe like $25, somewhere around there. I just kind of gave you guys approximate numbers based off of what it is now. So the actual sell, you could sell this for right now, if you look at it, is about $95, somewhere in that vicinity. So with all the fees and everything, you know, there's about $20 if you sell it on Amazon, maybe a little bit less if you do eBay. Obviously, you got to factor in shipping costs and everything. But you're looking at about 168% ROI so far as of today. Now, this one is a really good one because if you look, now this has been retired, but when somebody types in Lego Junior's Jurassic World, this is the very first one that comes up, or it's the Amazon choice, I should say. It doesn't always come up first, but this is the one they have the little badge next to. So that means that a lot of people will see this one, I mean, first, and they'll pick it. And like I said, you know, your parent or your grandfather getting a gift for their grandson is going to be typing in something else. They're not going to be typing in the set numbers and all that. But if you look at the Keepa charts, if you guys haven't seen my training, I have right above, I'll put a card up there where you can actually get some information on how to use Keepa to find more Lego deals. But really, this is a great chart right here. So if you look at this, you know, like I said, I think I put in 28 in here because I think that was the lowest I saw it on Amazon. I'm just going by some of the Amazon prices. But if you look at that, you know, the trend is really going up. It's really going up in a good direction. It's not really steady. I mean, this is really going up because it's very popular. Even as it's retired and it's sold out of the stores, I mean, it's still very popular set in here that people are searching for and obviously buying. So this is one really that, you know, if you could still get this one, you know, I don't know if you can maybe set your alerts or something, maybe you can find it. I don't know. Who knows? You might get lucky. But if you happen to see this one for anything in the $30 range, I mean, I definitely would pick it up. But this is just an older, this is a more recent one that just sold. So I do have another one that just sold. It also came out right around the same time. It's the Gyroscope Escape right here. And this is set 75929. It's a Jurassic World Gyroscope Escape. And the last one that we looked at, sorry for those listening, is the T-Rex Breakout, which is set 10758. So this set right here, the 75929 Gyrosphere Escape, this is a really good set too. This, for some reason, these gyroscope little things right here just seem to be really popular. People are looking for those, as collectors. Now, I don't know, you guys who piece things out, I'm sure if you look on BrickLink, you can find the value of those. I don't know what the actual value is. You know, I didn't do any of that research before this, but I'm sure somebody in the comments below can let me know so that we're there. I'm a little bit more in tune with that. But I like this one too because it did. If you notice that this one's even got a steeper climb up here. Look at this thing. I mean, this was. Let me see what the value of this was. So we go back to our sheet right here. So this was released in April of 2018. It retired in March of 2020. The retail value was $79.99. The current sales price on Amazon, at least, is about $155. So with the Amazon fees, that's about $29 if you're selling at that price. Now I got some of these at $48 myself. Maybe you got a little bit lower. I think I did get some for 40. I don't know, somewhere 35 around there too as well when they were doing some clearance stuff. But, you know, you get the point that you're getting about 163% ROI off it. And that's fairly close to the other one. So if you kind of notice these little trends here, you know, this is about a year after retirement and it's getting about over 100% ROI, over 150% ROI. But I don't know if that trend will continue up, but it certainly does look pretty good as the supply does dwindle for this. And the demand still seems to be the same though. I mean, look at this ranking is really good. So that's very good for this particular set right here. So the third set that we're going to look at is the Indominus Rex Breakout. This one is set 75919. This one was released in May of 2015. It had a very short run. It was about 18 months. So it did retire in November of 2016. So that's a little bit less than 5 years ago. So the retail price of that was $129.99. Now you probably may have gotten it around $100, you know, with some kind of discount at that point. So I just put $110 to be safe. The Amazon fee is about $97, so the net profit you're making is $358. So that's a 325% return on that. That one's really good. So this is the one I'm talking about, and this is what I was saying about this gyroscope thing. For some reason, these things just seem to do well. Every set that I've looked at just seems to go up a little bit more for that. So maybe you guys who piece this out, like I said, let me know. I'm always looking to know more information about piecing out because that's not my thing. I mean, look at this graph right here. This thing just, this is what you like to see when you look at a graph, looking at this stuff. Look at this thing. I mean, this thing just climbed up high really good. So, you know, like I said, this one retired in 2020. No, this one retired in 2016. I mean, as you can see, this just kept going up. And if you bought this, you know, maybe a year later, you know, 180, maybe I'd say 2 years later. I mean, look at this. This still was about 365, which I think that would be probably, I think that's when I cashed out on. I think it was around $400 maybe. I don't remember exactly, but to look at my own numbers for that one. But I think it was just under $400, which was still a really good ROI. So if you were just looking at that, maybe $400, that was still, it was still almost 200%, you know, for a large set like that. You know, and the fees would probably be lower too. So that would probably be like $75 or $65 maybe. You know, 200% is really good, you know, for any type of set. I mean, I like to get as much as I can, 200 to 300%. But that's still pretty good if you cashed out some of them. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm always one that you can cash out a little bit now, you know, and then save some for later on as if you want. There's nothing wrong with doing it. You don't have to sell all of them right away. And you can certainly do that at any time. But those are kind of the historical data points of the some of these older sets. Here, you know, as you notice, these graphs are going up and people are still buying them. It's a very popular search for any type of Legos, and Lego does know that. So let's just look at a few other sets in here. These are currently available, at least. Yeah, most of them are. Yeah, they're all pretty much available, but there might be They might be getting close to retirement. I didn't look at, you know, the all that data, and I don't know which if these are on those particular lists or anything. Just wanted to point out a few different ones here. Now, if you guys know me, I'm not a huge fan of the creator sets with the 3-in-1 ones, but they are pretty popular for people just buying it. But this one, really, I want to show you this one right here because this is really cool. So this is set number 31058, and this one I believe came out in sometime in 2017. Yep, January 2017 is when this came out. So this might be getting ready to retire. You know, I don't know. I mean, this seems to be a long run for this one. It's still a good one. I mean, if you look at this, it's coming up as Amazon Choice for Lego sets. So if somebody types in Lego sets, this one has got a little badge next to it that says Amazon Choice, and it's near the top usually for this. So this one might be a good one to get. Now, the price of this, I don't know. You know, I don't have any of these in my inventory, although I probably will get some of them because it does look like this may be getting close to retirement. So if I find these at a good discount, you know, I might pull the trigger on a bunch of them. Maybe it's, you know, maybe if I can get it for under $10 or something, $8 would be a great buy point for this. But this is, I mean, look at the rank in this. So these are selling like crazy. So when this thing retires, this will still be popular, I'm sure, down the road. So that's one of the creative sets. You know, like I said, I'm just not too crazy about them, but I still think they're very good to invest in, you know, because this, all these popularities of the Lego sets and everything. And this isn't really tied to a movie, so people will still find this, at, you know, when you type in dinosaur sets as well. So the other one, this one I really love. This one is, as you can see, I did purchase these before. This one is like a fossil dinosaur one. I think it's just cool. I just like the coolness of it, factor of it. But it's really, this is another one that comes up for Lego dinosaurs. It also is Amazon Choice for Lego Godzilla, which is kind of weird. But anyways, this set is Lego Ideas 21320, the Dinosaur Fossils Building Kit. This set has a Tyrannosaurus, a Triceratops, and a Periodontal Skeleton. I think that's how you say it. Periodon, I think, is the bird, whatever the bird's name is. But this really is a good set to get. If you can invest in this set, this one is very good to get. Now, this one just came out really in 2020, so this is going to be around for a little while. So if you're looking to get this close to retirement, I can't really tell you when exactly this is going to retire. This is, you know, usually a lot of sets will be about at least 18 months to 2 years before they retire. So this is kind of getting close to the 18 months period. So this may retire at the end of the year. Who knows? I'm not really sure. But just to let you know that the you know, probably a good price for this would be, you know, something, you know, the 20 to 30% off of, if you can get it at that particular value, that would be a good time to buy that one if it meets all of your particular needs. But it's definitely one that I would definitely look at and keep on your radar. And then the last set is obviously we're going to look at another Jurassic World set in here. This one is something that is available now. So this one came out in 2019. It's still out there. This may be retiring very soon. If not, it might be on the list. But I wanted to point this one out because this one comes out for Lego Jurassic World as the Amazon choice. So this one is a pretty popular set for just people searching for it. And they Amazon bases that off of the data as far as when somebody searches for it and they actually buy it, they like to put those ones up front because that's just where they know they're going to make all their money. So I kind of look at those things. I try to keep those in the back of my mind when I'm looking at things to invest in, because I don't invest in every single dinosaur Jurassic World set. I don't have unlimited money to do that. So the ones that I want to invest in, I do take note of those little minor things that I would look at. And that's really some of the things that I would definitely look at for any type of investing with your Lego portfolio. I know that was a lot of information for you guys, but I really want you to understand that getting the right data in front of you will really help you to maximize what you can park your money into. I love saying park in there, because you are parking your money, you're putting it in there and you're letting it sit out there as an investment, and you have to wait some time before you can get all the return on investment of that particular set that you were looking at and purchasing. So hopefully that's helped you out. And I want to say, you know, if you guys are looking for this ROI sheet, just so you know, it has a shipping discount calculator on here as well. And then also a little VIP calculation as well. But if you wanted to get that, it's at brickflips.com/ROI. I'm glad that you guys are enjoying the show, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.